information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
In this episode, I want to talk about the concepts of big data in relation to 2012. So what is big data? It's not something that everyone's heard of, very few people in fact. Big data is a buzz term in the IT industry right now, and it's the subject of a conference I went to last week in London, hosted by Oracle, who are a huge tech company that essentially drive the modern internet. They create the server clusters and the software that runs and governs data, databases, etc., etc. And these are the guys at Oracle, that Google are currently in a big debate with, court case even, over various technology. Well, that's a different subject. But the interesting thing about this conference was that industry insiders were alluding to the fact that the pace at which technology is exponentially growing and recreating itself and flowing and altering is taking everyone by storm, even those in the industry. And some very interesting quotes and figures were thrown around, and perhaps the best one and the most notable came from IBM, who said that 90% of the world's data has been created in the last 2 years. And that's a staggering concept, the idea that we now have gone through more data, generated more data in the last 24 months than existed throughout the entire 20th century. It's an exponential growth. In a year's time, we've generated more data than we generated in 2010, 2011 combined. It's just the way it is. Things are just doubling, tripling, quadrupling continuously. And it's staggering, even for those that are in the industry. So like I say, this was a conference I attended, the reason I attended it was because I work in IT, I'm in the industry, and I find it fascinating that very few people that are in the industry have any real spiritual views at all. They're very grounded, very humanist people, very left brain orientated. It's all bound in with maths and logic. But you see, the interesting thing is that I personally believe that what we're seeing in the tech world right now is essentially the vehicle that could be the great catalyst for the 2012 predictions, for the things that may unfold on December 21st of this year. And that was the view that was shared by the late Terence McKenna, who, for those that don't know, was a pioneer in the psychedelic drugs movement. A transhumanist philosopher, essentially, is my personal description of him. I mean, all you need to do is check out his Wikipedia page to understand that it's very hard to pigeonhole the guy. But McKenna talks at length about the concept of the singularity, which is this belief that technology will one day reach a point where it's so complex, so vast, and representative of so much data that it will in a flash create a spiritual moment of evolution. And this is something that McKenna believed could be the December 21st scenario. And it's very difficult to sort of perceive something like that in reality at the moment. We're seeing data being generated, sure. And we're seeing this great rise in the amount of data being generated, exponential growth that is just taking everybody by storm. But how we can actually kind of look at that from the perspective of 2012 is quite difficult, and certainly from a spiritual angle. And again, this is where Terence McKenna used some very interesting wording to explain what he perceived as the kind of great change that we were going to see. And the first word that he used, which I think we need to start to get familiar with, is epigenetic, E-P-I, genetic. So epigenetic is an odd word that's rarely used by anybody except those that are, I guess, in the science industry and academics. But it's the concept of evolution for a structure that exists outside of genetics. So evolution in itself is bound up with genetics. So we see the evolution of the human race, the evolution of the animal species, the evolution of the Darwinian sense of evolution. But that's all linked in with genetics. And what Terence McKenna was alluding to was the idea that the internet, the World Wide Web, is essentially the catalyst of an epigenetic construct which will evolve over time and become something far different to what we currently perceive and use. So this great rise in the use of data and the amount of data could really essentially represent the awakening or the advancement or a second level of evolution, if you like, of this great epigenetic construct we're creating, we're willing into being through technology. And the nature of this is ineffable, and that's the next McKenna word I'd like to use. Ineffable is essentially a word that means it's a concept that cannot be worded. It has no real grounding in language. There's no word for it because there's no real understanding of the concepts. It's ineffable. It's beyond the ability of language. And that in itself is an interesting thing to ponder on. But in my opinion, this may well be the nature of 2012 and primarily December 21st as a calendar date. And McKenna talks at length about time wave zero, this great mathematical concept that he devised based on the ancient Chinese form of divination, the I Ching. And it's undeniable that this time wave software, you can download the Java applet now through various means. You see that date and you see this great exponential growth in novelty and the concept of time wave zero. It's habit versus novelty at every stage, habit being the daily grind, the usual, novelty being change, something new, something novel, hence the word. So what that could represent is up to debate, obviously, but I'm starting to think of it in terms of technology and in terms of the IT industry and in terms of what we're seeing happen. And one of the interesting things about this Oracle event was that industry insiders said on stage during their keynotes, many of them alluded to the fact that they're being blown away by the rate of change. They are amazed at what's happening. They can't fathom the level of data generation, and it's blowing everybody out of the water, even those that predict these things. Social commentators have talked about it, and one of them even went as far as to imply that they were aware of technology that was coming that they weren't prepared to talk about. And they essentially said, the things that are coming are going to blow your mind. And that was all they said. So what could that possibly be? Well, I mean, I have various theories. I think this concept of augmented reality may enter into the human psyche a lot more over the next few years. At the moment, it's a very abstract notion. It's not something that people are really that aware of. But augmented reality is essentially the idea that we look through our smartphone screens at the outside world through the camera app, and we see texts and indications hovering above houses that we see in the real world, and your phone is able to identify that you're looking at something that it can compute is a shop at that geographic location. So it's a heads-up display, essentially. And Google are working on the Google Glasses, and it's a pair of glasses you wear that when you look through them, you're walking down the street, you look at a shop, you can see all the information about the shop pop up on your heads-up display. So it's essentially like the Terminator. You're seeing information that's coming through, but it's not in your, it's not in the outside world, it's in your head. That's the perception, at least. Obviously it's not the reality. And technology like that is unbelievably sophisticated and overwhelming, but it's also something else. I believe that it's something that is actually going to change the way we think, we live, we perceive reality. And Terence McKenna, his view on that would be absolutely, that is the direction we want to be heading in, because that is the meaning of life. It's why we're here. We're here to generate this, as I say, ineffable construct, this epigenetic organism, perhaps, that is going to act as the vehicle for us to enter into some other reality, to evolve, to transcend. And this is the notion of 2012 that I personally like. And going back to the Oracle conference, an interesting idea that was being thrown around a bit was the distinction between Web 2.0 and Web 3.0. And again, this is a concept that most people aren't aware of, but it's the idea that the internet, or the World Wide Web, has evolved through various phases. Web 1.0 was the 1990s web bubble, and it was just websites being formed, Yahoo, etc. Great, acted as the vehicle to, you know, create the modern World Wide Web. Web 2.0 was the social media revolution, essentially. It was the Facebooks of the world, YouTubes, Wikipedia, essentially the ability to customise the internet and to interact with the internet. So what we're seeing now is this great move to Web 3.0, but insiders are now indicating that no, there's no such thing as Web 3.0. Why? Because the web as a concept is dead. Instead, we're now looking at the mobile sphere, and everything that we're seeing play out now in terms of big data, the amount of data being generated, it's all as a result of smartphones, iPhones, the Android movement, BlackBerries, it's iPads, tablets. It's these gadgets that are creating a new frontier, really, which is outside of the conventional web. It's mobile, it's GPS data, it's app-driven data. And this is potentially going to create a new realm, if you like. We kind of have now, but not quite, and we're going to have it more and more going forward. What is interesting about the idea of the mobile space being where we see great change, as opposed to it being online via a desktop, is that the difference between the mobile space and the web is the idea that location plays a role in everything you do. You're moving around, it's linked with GPS technology, it's bound to where you are at a certain particular time and moment. So we're essentially getting closer and closer to a hive mind, and that hive mind will be intelligent, and it will be aware of where you are, not just who you are and what your likes and dislikes are. So things will become localized. So going back to the point of this episode, then, I think what we're seeing in the technology arena, in the mobile space, could well be very much linked in with the 2012 predictions and what we may see unfold later in the year and going forward. And it may just be a simple case of some great advancement, some eureka moment in a lab somewhere that we may not at first even be aware of, but it may act as the catalyst for even more change that's going to be exponential to the point where it will be undeniable, even for those that are quite clueless about tech. So watch this space, and personally, I think 2012 is all about technology. I think it's all about what we're seeing play out on our screens, whether they're desktops, iPads, mobile phones, or whatever nameless other gadget you're currently holding.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.